Much.
Oh yeah.
Good.
Hey. Thanks, guys. You know, man, that's my dream job. I've always wanted to do traffic at a radio station.
Really?
You especially think in a town this size, because it'd be so easy. I don't know. Why does she read all that crap out?
Well, because
the traffic's going to suck between 3 and 7.
Yeah, the best way to put it. So you can make up your own stuff right now.
Today, the traffic is going to suck pretty much from Lake Country to the border for 5 hours.
Well put, man, because that's basically what Toronto's
all
about.
I'm good with traffic.
Yeah, you know what, though? Our boss could be listening, and you may have just cost her job.
It's that simple, really.
No, it's not that simple, man. It's a little more complicated. I know in Vancouver, I mean, basically traffic goes from 2:30 to 2:35, but, you know, or 5 to 5.
Well, we only have one road.
That's right.
In Vancouver.
And everybody takes it, and everybody's on horses and stuff like this. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to Toronto, man. It's great
to
see you.
You too.
I know last time you were here, we were kind of ribbing each other about, you know, our soccer teams, you being the big Arsenal fan, me being the Chelsea fan. However,
You got the short end of the stick there, didn't you?
I'm not going to argue about anything regarding soccer with you right
now. Football.
All right. We do want to talk about a few things, including the MMVAs tomorrow night, which are not only nominated for a record 11 nominations, which is fantastic. Congratulations.
Ridiculous.
You're going to be presenting as well?
I don't think so.
All right.
I don't think so.
You're performing, though, to wrap up the night. We want to talk about what happened to you in Germany with a certain, with a bus. Do you remember this story?
Oh, yeah, the Ken Turtle. Yeah, cool. Yeah, Ken will love that.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about what happened in Regina and a lot more. But first, let's get into some music. It's Matt Good and Load Me Up on Live in Toronto. New Rock, Edge 102. Edge 102 and live in Toronto, Matthew Goodband, Load Me Up. The album is Beautiful Midnight, an album that's nominated for umpteenth amounts of awards for the MMVAs tomorrow.
You know, I'm kind of hoping we don't win a damn thing.
Yeah? That's Matthew Good. Yeah, you can clap. Go ahead. You don't want to win anything?
You know, that'd be sweet. Just all night have, like, us on camera 11 times going... you know, like that. So we can start out being just mildly disappointed to really pissed off by the end of the night.
To the like, you know, say you win, let's assume you win 7 or 8. By the time you get to the 8th, you're like punching the hell out of each other.
Absolutely.
You're ringing each other's
absolutely.
Necks.
Absolutely. It happens no matter, like without fail, whenever I have to be on national television, something always occurs in my life. On, when was it? Tuesday. Today's Wednesday. Monday. I was taking my dishes out of my dishwasher and putting them into my cupboard.
Yeah, I noticed your head there.
Yeah, and I got myself straight in the forehead with my cupboard. You like that? That's
nice.
Did
you see the scar, however, man?
Of course, now I have to go on national television looking like an idiot.
But, Matt, we got to come up with a better one than that, though. I mean, it's got to be an injury from something.
It's never,
like,
no, it's nothing. It's nothing ever glamorous. That's what I hate about it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We got to make something up. We'll say that, like, Dave kind of, his guitar kind of clipped you or something like that.
Dave woke up before 2.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Something to that. It's not going to happen, man.
All right.
You're dreaming.
Okay. All right. So, you got some other stories to tell us.
First of all,
I want to know what happened in Regina, you're into the story.
Well, what basically happened there was that day was screwed from the get-go. I mean, the day was kicked off by one of the promoters came backstage, and I'm going to say something here, and I don't want anyone to take offense to it because I'm just repeating what somebody else said. This guy comes up to, he's talking to me and Dave, and he goes, you know, back in the 60s, I used to play in one of them nigger bands. Me and Dave are looking at this guy going, what did you just say? And that's that kicked the day off. That set the tone for the whole day. And I'm just, you know, it was...
This is one of the promoters?
Yeah, one of the promoters, right? I mean, security backstage, this lady's drinking coffee, smoke, and they're all having a big chat and this kind of thing. Meanwhile, they let the crowd in. People are running across the field getting pinned to the barrier. I'm surprised more people didn't end up in the hospital that night.
Yeah.
So what basically happened was we were at the end of Apparitions, which was the second to last song of the show. And there's, you know, that bit at the end where I kind of go off by myself and do the little thing there. Someone threw, I mean, shit, you know, crap had been coming at us all night, which is, you know, whatever. So someone throws a shoe and misses me about a foot, and I saw that one. And then I closed my eyes, like, because, you know, I do that sometimes when I sing.
Okay.
And it just basically hit me in the jaw, like right here.
Right.
And,
inside of the face.
You know what? I just decided that I'd had it. Like, you know what? That's crap, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not in the army. I didn't, you know, I'm not in a like-minded sport where that's all part of the routine. And it was, you know what? If it had been during a song where, you know, everyone was going nuts, but it was the same pair of shoes.
Yeah.
It was someone had actually taken off both of their shoes and tried to hit me in the head. You know what, man? And I don't, you know, there was 15,000 people there, and I really could give a shit less.
And you know what? Somewhere, I don't know where along the way, it was all of a sudden decided by the people who are enjoying the band that's on stage. And I will say, a very small amount of people.
Well, that's what, you know.
That throwing stuff is cool, because it's not.
Well, you know, that's just, I just don't understand that. And then you get this whole thing, well, what about the other, you know, 14,999 people that were there? And I've kind of come up with a solution to it. I'm just going to keep baseballs on the drummerizer. You know, which is fine, man. And, you know, I can use that whole, well, what about everybody else kind of thing? Well, I'm just going to start hurling them at whoever.
Right, but I mean, you know, yeah, but man, you do that and you're talking, you know,
I'm just talking out of my ass.
I was going to say,
whatever, but
you know,
I mean, it's the whole point of it, I just don't understand that. You know what I mean? It kind of seems like a national pastime in our country. Everyone just gets loaded and goes to rock concerts and hurls crap at people they paid to see. And to me, it just doesn't make any sense. But of course, it got written up the next day. Like, we walked off stage after the first song, and, you know, I was bad-mouthing Regina the entire time, which was not true.
A little bit of telephone goes on. Someone talks to someone else.
That's why I don't really ever comment on things like that. It's just because, you know what, when it comes to the media in this country, they're so starved for anything they can get their meat hooks in that they'll... You know,
and I think that being honest, kind of, you suffer a little bit for your honesty. I mean,
absolutely.
It happened when you made some comments about Our Lady Peace earlier this year as well.
You see, the thing about it is that anyone who opens their mouth in this country and says something, whether it be their, you know, it's their opinion, the media jumps on them. So the next time that they go to do it, they're reserved about it, which basically just kills anyone who's opinionated in this, you know, and so everyone just plays by the same set of rules year in, year out, and it's boring.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Absolutely, man. All right, we'll move on. Let's talk a little bit about what happened to you in Germany with the bus.
This is good. Yeah.
Someone almost went flying out a window or something.
What happened was we had a show in Munich, and it was finished, and a parking lot had been filled up. Like, they have this huge, just monster Googleplex in Munich where there's like 1,200 clubs all in one block right now. So the bus had been parked, and our bus driver was asleep. He gets up, and he can't get out of the parking lot. Right, so our tour manager, it's like 3 a.m., our tour manager, Kentor, is just like, you know what, he's from Saskatchewan. So it's like, I drove a combine as a kid, I can get us out of here, right? I can drive anything. So right. Ken gets in the bus, and he takes off, right? Now it's a 45-foot tour bus with a trailer on the end of it, and Ken is in a parking lot. He's doing like 35. It turns into 45. And he got out. It was beautiful. It's a beautiful piece of driving. But right at the last minute, he completely sideswipes this whole little tree ensemble and takes off the mirror and the entire side part of the bus.
Nice.
And, you know, with the bus driver running behind. It was a beautiful sight. I was outside of the bus when it happened. It was great.
Thank goodness for that.
So
we
got stuck there for 2 hours, and him and two of our crew members kind of like MacGyvered.
Come on in, Ben. Come on in. Yeah, just Ben Harper's here. Yeah, come on in, Ben.
Give it up for Ben Harper.
Yeah, give it up for Ben Harper. We'll get him on the air in a few minutes. Matt's in the middle of a story, though. All right.
So, basically, they just MacGyvered the thing back on, and we drove to Cologne. It took 10 hours because they had to stop because it started to rain, so the duct tape got wet, and the mirror released while we were on the road and stuff.
But. And you think it's safe to be in a traveling rock and roll band.
Come on.
I know. So, let's talk. You've been in the studio a little bit, right? I heard there's like 4 new songs I got from your website, actually. Well Hungarian. Nice. Nice, by the way.
That's Rich. That's Rich Priska inventing song titles.
All right.
We go on October 7th.
Okay, into the studio?
Yeah.
What about in the U.S. for our friends listening in Buffalo? Is that album coming out
January.
Down there? It's now January.
It's now January.
Okay, all right. You're nominated at Best Video, Best Rock Video, Best Director. Well, of course, that would be Bill Morrison, right? He's the one who directed the video.
Yeah,
for
I don't think Power Gnome's going to be there tomorrow.
Power Gnome.
I don't think Power Gnome's going to be there tomorrow.
This
night, unfortunately.
Nonetheless, you're up to 11 nominations tomorrow. I know that, you know, video awards awards of any kind aren't exactly your thing.
Not really.
However, I know that Much Music has been... I go to
the MMVAs primarily because I have, like, a lot of people there are my friends, right, that I hang out with them when I'm, you know, with Rick Campanelli. We play football a lot when I'm in town and that kind of thing. So it's just kind of like, you know, and, you know, you'll be there. Everyone will be there. You just hang out with everybody you know. And
well, I won't be there, man.
You won't be there?
I'll be there afterwards.
You'll be there afterwards? That's the fun part anyway,
right.
Isn't it, really?
Well,
the afterwards?
You know what, man? I know you are going to win many, many
I want to make the I'm stunned we lost face all night.
Do it. Why not? You're going to be performing last as well. Matt, thanks for coming by. I appreciate
thanks
it.
For having
Matthew Good.
All right.
Let's get into some. Hello, Time Bomb. Matthew Good, New Rock, Edge 102.